Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Melville. It is good to be together to worship God this morning. And we continue to look forward to the time when we can be together in the same place again to worship God. But it is so good that we are blessed by the ability to continue to gather, whether by phone or by internet and computers today. Welcome to all. A couple of announcements as we begin our worship together. A reminder that this is Melville's anniversary month. Every February, we celebrate the multitude of ways that God has blessed us, and that in turn, we have been able to share those blessings with our community, both locally here in West Hill and in the GTA. Right across Canada and indeed around the world. And as we move through our anniversary month, we are going to be celebrating the different ways that not only Melville, but the wider Presbyterian Church participates in ministry and answers Jesus's call to love and to serve and to follow. Last week, we had the opportunity to celebrate PWS&D, our relief funds work, and indeed, a large anniversary for them, their 75th. This week, we're going to be looking at Presbyterians sharing. And so often we talk about one mission, two funds. And there are so many ways in which that is true. Presbyterian World Service, PWS&D, our relief fund looks at dealing with emergencies and urgent needs the world over. And our Presbyterians Sharing Fund looks at the work of the Presbyterian Church in Canada, supporting different ministries, supporting churches, looking at the administration of the national church, also funding national staff and international staff as well, and really building up each of our many congregations and so much more. And we're going to be talking about some of the ways that we do that in our service today. And as we go through our service, I think it's important for us to remember as we hear our scripture and as we hear some of these stories about Presbyterians sharing, that we remember just how important diversity is, not only if we look at who we gather with, but the many ways we're called to serve and the different gifts and how those play out. And so we're going to be talking a little bit more about that today and in the weeks that follow, even as we turn towards looking at a little bit about Presbyterian history and Presbyterian future, and what does it mean to be a Presbyterian? And if you have questions, hopefully some of them will get answered in the next couple of weeks. If you have a question that you don't think is on my radar, feel free to send me an email, and it might get answered in one of our upcoming services, or I might invite you for some further conversation outside of that. But especially if you have a question that you've always been wondering about, but not confident enough to ask in a more public forum, please email me and we'll see what we can do to get you an answer about what it means to be a Presbyterian in Canada today. So very, very exciting talking about who we are as a church and how we participate in the wider church. That's today and the rest of this month. Our worship service today, as we move through, if you're using your hymnal at home, you'll need hymn number 721 and number 774. Our scripture readings today are in three different places. As we look at the ways that God's people are called to serve, we've got Exodus chapter 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and Luke chapter 5. Let us worship God together. Our opening hymn of praise is The Heart of Worship. Let us pray. God of heaven and earth, your splendor is infinite, your power incomparable, your holiness beyond our understanding. In your wisdom, you shaped the earth in wonder and mystery, and you made all things and called them good. You have given us life and blessed us with gifts and talents to share. And you have called us into community with one another, where we come together to reflect your love and grace. And so with our lips, we sing your praises. With our lives, we offer you our worship this day and always. In recalling all that you are, we remember who we are, and we confess to you our sin. Loving and merciful God, full of compassion, slow to anger, and quick to pour out mercy, you promise forgiveness and new life, but we confess that we love our old ways. You call us into one body, but we confess that too often we fail to work together. We are slow to see Christ in our neighbor, and we nourish hurts and are divided by anger. By the power of your Spirit, fill us with vibrant new life, ready to bear the fruit of goodness and love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Children of God, hear the good news. Anyone who is a new creation in Christ, the old life has gone and a new life has begun. Together, we have confessed our sin to Jesus. Together, we are all forgiven. Thanks be to God. As we give thanks for God's many good gifts in our lives, we remember the many ways that we are called to serve and give thanks in return. And today we are celebrating Presbyterians Sharing Sunday. And Presbyterians Sharing is a fund within the National Church that really is what builds us up together as a church and allows us to continue working in ministry together outside the four walls of our own congregations, sometimes supporting other congregations, sometimes supporting other ministries. There are so many different things that we do with Presbyterian Sharing, and every congregation supports Presbyterian Sharing in one way or another. That's why you see it on your offering envelopes and why we take a Sunday every year to highlight some of the things that we do together as a wider church. Throughout the Bible, we find people who are called to serve in so many different ways. And I'll point out that from Old Testament to New Testament, and we'll see this, you'll hear me say this again later, and we saw it with Jeremiah, they, like us, are very tempted to say, I am not equipped for this. And yet we see Paul reminding the church that we are equipped. We may not each be equipped for the same thing, and yet we are all equipped to serve, and together we are the body of Christ. Over the last 2 years, we've heard a lot about essential workers, and I don't know if we had maybe ever used that term so much before March of 2020, but now it is part of our pandemic vocabulary, essential workers. There was a lot said about healthcare workers like doctors and nurses, because it's easy to recognize just how much we need them in the middle of a pandemic. But there are so many others as well, lab technicians and paramedics, firefighters, police officers, the list goes on and on and on. And as the pandemic has gone on, you've noticed probably that the list of essential workers has gotten longer and longer and longer, because as it turns out, there are a lot of essential jobs. And while some of them may be more high profile than the other, you're kind of in trouble if you lose even one. Transit drivers get other people where they need to go, people like our healthcare workers. Hospital support staff make sure that things run smoothly. Facilities staff keep everything clean and safe. Grocery stores, food banks, pharmacies, shelters, banks, daycares, mental health services, schools, the list goes on and on and on. And it's amazing how many different people are needed to keep everything running smoothly and how significant a shift it makes in the day-to-day living of our lives if even one of those go missing. Even things that one person might consider non-essential may be very essential for others. My family discovered this, I think it was in the second lockdown. I've lost track. But you may know that our family sometimes looks after children whose regular caregivers need some extra help and support. And sometimes they arrive at our house with only the clothing they are wearing, which sometimes it may fit, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's appropriate for the season, sometimes it's not. And so during one of the lockdowns in which clothing was deemed to be non-essential, this happened. And I didn't have a problem with clothing being deemed non-essential until I had a child with no clothing on a long weekend and had to wait for delivery from online orders and even the availability of curbside pickup. Suddenly, clothing was very, very essential to me. Thankfully, some of our church family had kids the same size, and we were able to get some essentials figured out while we waited for the ability to go shopping or for those orders to come in. While every community and culture might organize itself a little bit differently, we all depend on the variety of gifts that are present to ensure that everyone's needs are met. Just imagine if we lived in a place where all anyone wanted to do or could do was the exact same task. Making shoes, for example. I mean, shoes are important. Shoes are great. They protect our feet. They get us where we need to go. Shoes are good. But it's going to fall apart really quickly if we don't have anybody making the materials for the shoes, if we don't have anybody raising the animals to make the leather, if we're not growing plants. Who's going to feed the community? What do the people do for fun? What do they do if they get sick? What if it's cold and we need gloves more than we need shoes? It's kind of a silly example, but I think that it helps us get started thinking about this call to use the gifts that we have, and not only to use the gifts that we have, because we see with Moses and Aaron to look around us and see the gifts that others have and to use those for support. We see the disciples calling their friends to help with the catch of fish. We are not called to do this alone. We don't always have three readings, but today, as we celebrate Presbyterian Sharing Sunday, I thought that it was important for us to remember that God has been using people with different gifts right from the very beginning. Even if we go even further back into Genesis, we find that Adam and Eve's sons, Cain and Abel, had different gifts and skills, or were given different jobs to do. One looked after the land, the other looked after the animals. And while they may not be the perfect example of following Jesus that we're looking for, they still had different jobs to do, just like each of us. They were both very important, and they relied on each other to be successful. Nobody could have imagined that Jesus would have chosen a bunch of fishermen to be his closest friends and the ones that God had chosen. And even now, it's really kind of hard to describe how fishing might be a transferable skill to preaching, healing, and serving. And the disciples weren't perfect at it the minute they jumped out of the boat. They weren't perfect at it after they'd been following Jesus for a couple of years. And you hear Simon Peter say that to Jesus right away, "Get away from me, I'm a sinner." But Jesus called him anyway, and Jesus calls us anyway. Even though Simon Peter followed Jesus and loved Jesus, he still wasn't perfect. Jesus loved him anyway, and God used him anyway. When God called Moses from the burning bush to lead the Israelites, Moses protested that he couldn't speak well and was therefore inadequate for the job. And God goes, "Hey, but you've got a brother. He's an excellent speaker." And God said, "I'll help you both." Sometimes I think that we get ourselves backed into a corner thinking that we need to be perfect before we can start. That we have to know exactly where we're going and how we're doing and that it's going to be successful. Some of the best advice that I received in university was that perfection is the enemy of done. Now, it's not to say that we shouldn't strive for perfection. It's a good goal to have, particularly as we seek to follow Jesus. But if we allow our fear of failure or our sense of not being good enough to stop us from ever getting started or ever trying, then I think we're missing the whole point. First, that God does not call us because we are perfect. He sent us Jesus because we're not perfect. We need Jesus and we need each other. Because when we look around, we find gifts that support ours, gifts that fill in the missing pieces of the ministry to which we are called together. We are called into a church community so that we can both receive God's blessings and share God's blessings with others. As a church, we have a variety of gifts, and each of us plays a valuable role. There are so many different ways that people here at Melville serve and share God's love. There are those who minister through music, those who minister through hospitality, those who preach and lead worship, those who work with our children and our youth, those who are visitors, those who are administrators. There are those who support our community in prayer, and there are just so many different ways that each and every single one of us participate in the being part of the body of Christ. It's not always easy, and I think that in many ways the pandemic has shown us that. Many of us kind of felt like we didn't know where we fit in anymore because our regular way of serving or our regular way of worshiping or our regular way of being the church was shifted. But the good news is that with God's help, we nurture and grow our gifts. We continue to shift and change over time in the circumstances are. You know, the expression, bloom where you're planted. Well, we've been transplanted a little bit lately, and yet God is good and God is with us, and our gifts haven't gone anywhere. We are still called to use them. We may play different roles now than we used to. We may use different gifts at different times, but without all of the gifts that are offered, our churches cannot do what we are called to do, to care for one another, to share God's transforming love to the world. Today on Presbyterian Sharing Sunday, we are celebrating not only the ways that Melville serves our community, but the way that the wider church and people from all walks of life use their gifts to participate in God's mission. As our church's mission and ministry fund, Presbyterian Sharing is one of the ways that Presbyterians across Canada work together to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, sharing God's love and hope in our communities, in Canada, and around the world. Because of our gifts, new congregations are planted and others experience growth and renewal. Ministries with Indigenous people in Canada are serving people scarred by residential schools, racism, discrimination, and the loss of culture and language. 12% of Presbyterian Sharing dollars are used to support Indigenous ministries. Theological students in Canada, Malawi, Nigeria, Ghana, and Beirut prepare to shine Christ's light in their communities. Indigenous teams translate the Bible into their own languages in Taiwan. Young people attend and are inspired by Canada youth events. Sex workers are treated with kindness and dignity through Arise Ministry in Toronto. Refugees find friendship and support through Action Réfugiée Montreal, and so much more. Working together isn't always easy, but as we share in ministry across Canada and around the world, God is working through all of us. And today I have three stories that Presbyterians Sharing and their staff have prepared for us to see ways that we are sharing God's love and hope and participating in God's mission. And one of the things that I think is really important for us to keep in mind as we reflect on the ways that we are called to be the church, that we are gifted to serve, is that we never get stuck within our own four walls thinking that there is one way to be church and one way to worship. And I think that the many ways that Presbyterians Sharing works in our communities and in Canada and partners with other organizations reminds us of the importance of understanding that the body of Christ is a living organism that shapes and shifts and responds to needs as it is called, working with the gifts at hand. It is amazing throughout Scripture what God is able to do when people say yes to God's call. When people are willing to explore gifts that they didn't know they had, that they didn't know were present in their community, when they don't know exactly how it's going to work, but they say yes anyway. I think about the fishermen who go, "Jesus, we fished all night, there's no fish." Everybody knows you don't go fishing at lunchtime. It's too hot. They won't come. But they did it anyway. And Moses was given what seemed like an impossible task, and he says, "God, I don't know how to speak. How can I lead?" And he did it anyway. And it's not to say that they jumped in with both feet and it all worked out great. It didn't always. But they were never alone. Just like we are never alone. The disciples weren't perfect. They had a lot of questions. They weren't sure. They made mistakes. And yet, Jesus called them and loved them. And the same is true for each of us. And when I think about the different ministries of Presbyterian sharing, when I think about the history of the Presbyterian Church and the church as a whole, it hasn't been perfect. And it may not be perfect, and yet here we are, and here God is. No matter where we find ourselves, we are equipped and called to serve. And sometimes it looks different, and sometimes it looks frightening. Sometimes we have no idea where it's going to end up, and yet God is good. And God continues to bless all that we endeavor to do faithfully. As we move through this week, let us give thanks for the multitude of gifts that are present in our communities. Let us give thanks for the men and women, the saints of our faith that have gone before us, all of God's children working together as faithfully as we can as we seek to follow Jesus, who have shown us examples, who have laid foundations. And let us think about how we are being called to lay the foundations for the next generation and the generation after that. Let us continue to say yes to God's call in our lives and get excited about the ways that God is using each of our gifts in this time and in this place with a view to the future and the building up of God's kingdom. Amen. Let us pray. God of loving kindness, we bring you our prayers for your church and for your world, that they may be transformed and filled with your love. We pray for your church in this neighborhood. We give thanks for the many ways that you have called us to minister in this place. We ask that you would continue to open our eyes to see the need around us and to understand the ways you are calling us to have courage and to love and to serve without judgment. We pray for your church around the world, for the many places that need your love and your light. Guard and nurture each of us in the ways of unity and service for your people. Wherever and whenever your church is divided, make us whole. Where we are torn by conflict and misunderstanding, repair it. Where we are tempted by forms of dishonesty or idolatry, call us back to faithfulness. Reform our worship and restore our focus on you. Especially, Lord, we pray for those who are known to us, who are sick in mind, in spirit, in body, for those who are anxious, for those who are grieving, for those who do not see a way ahead. Lord, hear our prayers. We pray for our community beyond our congregation. We pray for those who are experiencing homelessness, those who are experiencing food insecurity. We give thanks for outreach workers and staff and community groups who continue to reach out to the most vulnerable, to see people behind problems, and to who continue to advocate for just access for all. Compassionate God, we ask for mercy and healing for people who struggle. Help us to be vessels of your love, sharing faith and hope. We thank you for the Presbyterian Church in Canada and for the many congregations that are part of it. May we continue to work together through word and action, using our gifts to share the love of God that we know in Jesus Christ. We pray for the mission and ministries we support through Presbyterians Sharing. Lord, continue to call us to action. Help us to see and understand our gifts. Give us courage. Give us faith. Lord, help us to work together, to see the gifts in others, to hear your call to new ways of being, to hear your call to love and to serve. For the joy of participating in the transforming work of Jesus Christ, and for the ability to share in building a future with hope, we give you thanks, and we offer our prayers in the name of Jesus, who called us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this day and forevermore. Amen. It is so good to be together to worship God this morning. We had a lot of stories to share today. And they're just all so important. It's important to take the time to celebrate the ways that God is working in us and through us, not only for encouragement and not only for the sake of knowing what's going on in the church, but to truly celebrate that we are the body of Christ together, and to challenge us to look at our own communities and to look within our own selves to see what new ways and what old ways God may be calling us to serve. And so even as we share stories of ministry around the world, we are encouraged by God's word and by the way that God is working through others to continue to seek to be faithful.